You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Is-servizzi ta' support għall-anzjani Awstraljani laqgħu tajjeb l-aħbar li ser issir kummissjoni rjali fis-settur tal-kura tal-anzjani. Il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Scott Morrison jgħid li dan se jgħin lill-familji biex ikunu iktar konfidenti dwar il-kwalità tal-kura li se tkun provduta lill-familjari tagħhom. Intant kif naraw f'dan ir-rapport il-Partit Laburista jgħid li Morrison mhux il-persuna adatta biex jagħmel dan wara l-qtuħ fil-fondi li sar f'dan is-settur mill-koalizzjoni. Bosta persuni li jikkampanjaw favur l-anzjani Awstraljani laqgħu bil-ferħ il-Kummissjoni Rjali f'dan is-settur u jgħidu li din tista' tkun il-kawża ta' riformi f'dan il-qasam. Il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Scott Morrison jgħid li din l-inkjesta se tinvestiga l-kwalità kemm tal-kura tal-anzjani residenzjali kif ukoll dik fil-faċilitajiet tal-anzjani u se tkun tinkludi wkoll Awstraljani li għandhom disabilità u li joqogħdu fil-faċilitajiet residenzjali. Dan kollu qiegħed isir wara li l-Aġenzija tal-Kwalità fil-Kura tal-Anzjani żvelat żieda ta' 177% fin-numru ta' djar tal-anzjani fejn kien identifikat riskju serju fis-sena finanzjarja li għaddiet. Instab ukoll kważi t-triplu ta' numru ta' faċilitajiet li jirrifjutaw li jobdu r-regoli. Morrison jgħid li l-gvern tiegħu qiegħed jaħdem bis-sħieħ biex jikseb kura ta' kwalità għall-anzjani Awstraljani.
My decision, together with my cabinet, to initiate a Royal Commission into the aged care sector, which includes, I stress, young people living with disabilities in aged care. This is just further demonstration of the fact that we're focused on what matters to Australians. This is one of the toughest decisions any Australian has to make on behalf of loved ones who put their complete trust in them. I want them to have that confidence. I want us to not fight about this issue. I want us to fix it. We're going to keep investing strongly in aged care.
Din id-deċiżjoni qiegħda ssir wara li l-gvern alloka 106 miljun dollaru għat-titjib fis-sigurtà u t-taħriġ fost djar residenzjali tal-anzjani. Dan jinvolvi liġijiet li jistabbilixxu kummissjoni fil-kwalità u s-sigurtà tal-kura tal-anzjani bħala regolatur ġdid biex jawdita u jassessja il-provvedituri tal-kura u jwieġeb l-elementi li jsiru. Intant il-Partit Laburista jgħid li Morrison għata ħafna fondi mis-settur tal-anzjani minn meta beda ir-rwol tiegħu ta' teżorier fis-sena 2015. Kellimi Laburista għat-teżor Jim Chalmers jgħid li Morrison għal snin twal naqas milli jaġixxi fil-konfront ta' din il-kwistjoni.
One of Scott Morrison's very first acts as treasurer in the 2015 mid-year update was to cut almost half a billion dollars from aged care. He followed that up 6 months later with a $1.2 billion cut to aged care in his very first budget. Almost $2 billion worth of cuts in 6 months alone, among the very first acts of Scott Morrison as Treasurer. Scott Morrison is the architect of the cuts that have been made to the aged care system, and it's past time now for him to fess up to the impact that those cuts have had on quality in the aged care system.
Intant Scott Morrison jiċħad dawn l-allegazzjonijiet bħala gideb tal-Laburisti. Il-Ministru għas-Saħħa Greg Hunt għal l-ABC li l-fatt juru li l-gvern żied il-fondi fis-settur tal-anzjani fl-aħħar budget.
We've just added $5 billion in the last budget. The last budget has gone from $81.6 billion for aged care to $86.6 billion. So an increase of $1 billion a year over our time in government and over the period of what's called the forward estimates or the life of the budget. We're up from $13 billion in the last year of the previous government to $20 billion this year, $21 next year, $22 the following year, and $23 the year after that. So a $5 billion increase in the last budget, and each year, every year, an increase of approximately $1 billion.
Il-Kunsill tal-Anzjani jew Kojta Australia huwa grupp għall-iżvilupp tal-policy u ħidma favur tal-Anzjani Awstraljani. Il-Kap Eżekuttiv tal-Kunsill Ian Yates jgħid li s-sistema tal-ilmenti serviet bħala nassa għal-fondi kemm fil-konfront tal-Gvern kif ukoll l-Oppożizzjoni.
under both Labor and the Coalition, we've had situations where claiming behaviours from providers were such that suddenly the aged care budget started to escalate fairly rapidly, well beyond budget predictions, and both Labor and the Coalition used their funding arrangements to bring it back to what they thought were fair funding arrangements. So the sector and the government fight about this.
Jgħid jgħid li koj ta' Awstralja tilqa' tajjeb l-aħbar ta' Kummissjoni Rjali u jgħid li l-inkjesta għandha bżonn tippubblika l-problemi li għandu s-settur, il-limiti li jinsabu fuq il-kura effettiva tal-anzjani u x'fondi huma meħtieġa biex wieħed jopera sistema aħjar.
Who should be paying that? How much does government pay and how much do consumers pay? I would note that in terms of consumer payments in aged care, it's a mishmash, it's a hodgepodge. If you're in low-level community support, you pay one means test. If you're in home care packages, you pay a different one. If you're in residential care, you pay a different one. And that's got to be sorted. And both sides of politics have been unable to do that. And hopefully an independent Royal Commission will come up with something that both sides of politics will agree to.
L-inkjesta tqanqlet wara li abbuż mifrux u sistematiku tal-anzjani kien żvelat fil-faċilità tal-anzjani Ogden f'South Australia. Pazjent ta' 66 sena Bob Spriggs kien taħt mediċina żejda u ndarab serjament waqt iż-żmien tiegħu fil-faċilità fis-sena 2016. Il-familja tiegħu għamlet il-ment kontra l-faċilità mal-gvern statali li mexxa investigazzjoni statali u federali fil-faċilità. Il-faċilità Ogden spiċċat ingħalqet is-sena l-oħra wara li sar magħruf li numru ta' pazjenti anzjani kienu ilhom ikunu abbużati għal bosta snin. Iben Spriggs, Clive Spriggs, qal lill-ABC li l-inkjesta kienet ilha snin meħtieġa.
This Royal Commission is a huge game changer for our aged care, and what it's going to do for the future of our aged care and uncover is, yeah, it's unbelievable. We need it and we deserve it.
Il-Kummissjoni Rjali se tikkunsidra wkoll is-sitwazzjoni tal-persuni żgħażagħ li jgħixu b'diżabilità fiċ-ċentri tal-kura tal-anzjani. Il-Kap Eżekuttiv tas-Servizzi Nazzjonali tad-Diżabilità, Chris Tanti, jgħid li s-servizzi tas-support f'dan il-qasam jilqgħu l-inkjesta.
I don't think any of us would think that an aged care facility is the right place for a young person with a disability. I mean, having seen some of this firsthand myself, there's got to be other, more age-appropriate options for people who are in those facilities. I think the sector would welcome it. I think, what the sector sort of wants is the appropriate investment in what it is doing and the services it's providing. And people in the sector want to provide quality services.
SBS Radio.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.